B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985. Joey Murr, Dan Lifshitz, Joe Murray. Sorry about that. We don't have to replay it, Dan.
Force of habit.
It's a force of habit. We are back. Episode 51. We had our 50th episode last week. May want to tune in. We did a lot of college football discussion. We didn't really lock anything in, so I think
we gave out a few totals.
But I think we'll hammer in on a few, discuss a few right now.
Agreed.
We'll do totals. We will look at a couple of surprise teams, odds to win the national championship. We'll give you ours. Heisman in next week, next Saturday, first game of the year begins between Miami and Florida.
Yep.
I already have a pick.
Don't forget Arizona, Hawaii. I have a pick as well.
Boom. I'm already.
You know what I'm on.
Oh, I'm already making money.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so
parlay.
No. No, we don't
the
do
BBP?
That. No, you
the
can.
The Bankroll Boys parlay?
Oh, fuck.
The BBP?
I might parlay just for you, but in general, I probably wouldn't. But maybe just for you. If you're listening, what can I say? It is what it is.
Dan doesn't like to parlay.
I'm not a parlay guy.
I dabble on parlays.
No, You hit parlays.
I like parlays.
Yeah, you like parlays.
And when they lose, I flip out, like when that kicker from the damn Browns. I mean, the damn Bears last year.
Yep.
Motherfucker.
Yep. Well.
Anyways, I should say that.
That's okay.
Anyways, so what were the... all right, this is what I have for last week. These were the three win totals. I got to pull them up again. I had BYU under 6.5.
Second that one heavily.
Oklahoma, I believe it was 10, and Michigan was 9. I'm going over Oklahoma and Michigan under BYU.
So, by the way, a very sharp dude I talked to agrees on Oklahoma and says 9 is the number for Michigan. So, no higher, no lower. He thinks 9 is a push on Michigan. We also talked about Notre Dame last week. That's at 9, too. I think that's an under there. I gave out 3 last week. App State over 9, which I really like. That was my large 2-unit total. excuse me. Apologize. Was dry in here. Since then, the line has moved, Joe. So the actual App State line actually moved 25 cents in the past week. So we're now from like -120 to like -145 is what I'm seeing everywhere. So there's some movement there. I also gave out, was it Ball State under 4? I like that one. I like that one too. And I think, what was my final one? I honestly don't remember. I believe it was Northwestern over 6. The total has moved to 6.5 on that now, Joe. So that's at 6.5. And I got to tell you this. I have one that I like more than any of those. This week, I will give that out. This
okay.
week. I have 2 that I really like. So I'll give out 2 this week, maybe 3. I have one that I really, really, really like. My favorite total of the year by far.
Okay. I know there was a couple of win totals. And again, we're here next week as well. We'll be doing the podcast. And we're here on out. I couldn't say that one. Here on out. But there were a couple of teams, Dan, that I think you wanted to hit on when it came to win totals and at least some questions that were coming in as well.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to go over those quickly. A lot of people interested in USC. Obviously, USC, one of the most talented teams, but don't always win games. Playing an interesting division, an interesting conference. Clearly a talented team, but win totals vary every year. Sometimes they turn it on late. Sometimes they start slow. They're a team that's tough to bet on, but people, I think, like them because they're so talented. What's the number right now for USC?
So it's sitting at 7. It opened at 7.5. I got to say, and this is actually what I told people at the start of the year, Joe. Don't try to bet on USC or Notre Dame win totals because you don't know what you're going to get from these teams. I don't know. This is our most requested team to talk about win totals. And what I would tell every single person listening, there is a zero reason to bet on this. This team is very tough to read. There are so many question marks. The coach, the quarterback, just the returning talent in general. I don't have a good read on it. I feel the most people that, you know, most of the smart people who are better at this stuff than I am, who I've talked to, don't have a good read about it. And they told me, don't bother you betting USC. You're going to lose your money either way. They're a tough team to read, and, you know, it's tough. But I will say, we can go over their schedule, Joe. Their first, like, they have a goddamn brutal schedule this year. This schedule rivals BYU. So it's bad. It might be worse than BYU, Joe, just looking at it right now.
Fresno to open the year.
So home versus Fresno State.
And you know what's going to happen? That people are going to be like, USC better than Fresno. And people don't even realize, like, Fresno won the WAC. Was it the WAC? Yeah, no, the Midwest. Midwest, sorry. Yeah. They beat Boise at the end of the year in a snow game.
Yep.
Won their bowl game, I believe.
Yes,
too.
They did. Yep. So here's the thing. I think Fresno is a really good team. I do think USC probably wins this one because it's in Southern California. That is my thing. And again, it's not exactly a far trip. Fresno to USC is not exactly a, you know, we're not talking cross country here, but I mean, it's still home game opener. I do think Fresno probably does drop that game, but Fresno against the spread is probably a very good look here, in my opinion. I don't know what the line is.
I don't know what the line
is. We can
is
probably pull it up. I can probably pull it up if you want. But honestly, Fresno against the spread here probably ain't too bad of a look. So again, by USC total win total, I don't know if I said it, not is a 7.
Oof.
So that's 7 for USC. So let's see if I can find.
And just kind of quickly go through it. Fresno, Stanford, they play BYU.
Here
win.
We go. USC,
but Utah, tough game.
USC minus 13.5 versus Fresno State.
Dude, look at their schedule. Stanford.
That's what I was just saying.
Fresno, Stanford, those are two. BYU will play them tough, right? And plus, playing in what was it called?
Provo.
At Provo. Utah, not a layup. Washington, Notre Dame. I didn't even go through the rest of it.
So that's exactly what I was saying. It's almost BYU has to start. USC is minus 13.5 versus Fresno. Week one. I think Fresno's going to cover that. 13.5 versus a really good Fresno team. That team is really good. They're returning a lot of their players. They're returning their top five tacklers. They're returning a lot of talent. 13.5, that is damn trappy. That might be a small money line shot for me. Now, again, let's not lock this in yet. We still have next week to kind of go over this stuff, too. We're going to go over NFL and college football next week. But, damn, Fresno State plus 13.5. I still think USC wins that game.
Okay.
Second week, home versus Stanford.
Yeah, and Stanford's quarterback, I think he's legit.
I like Stanford. I do think they're on the down this year. But Stanford's going to win some games this year. They are. Like, every single time I talk about Stanford, I have them losing something. So, I do have to say that, like, Stanford is going to win some games at some point this year.
The schedule just continues to get tough, Dan. And I know the more we look at it, I think you're favoring towards an under here just based off the strength of schedule. But, you know, they'll play BYU, which is one of the teams that we mentioned on going under on in their schedule this year. But just looking at it here, I know people want to bet USC, but it doesn't look favorable for them.
No, so we were talking about that Stanford game. I mean, Stanford is going to have to win a few of these games at some point. They must have a ridiculous schedule. I'll pull that up later for fun. But they're after Stanford, so Fresno State, they start, then Stanford, then at BYU. So, I mean, and again, BYU is not a great team, but that, you know, that's USC should win that game. But that's a tough game. Then they have Utah coming into their house. So then Utah goes in the USC. Then they have double road. And again, double road. So, you know, they're losing, you know, the second game, basically, you know, pretty based on the situation we talked about last week. At Washington, at Notre Dame. Then home versus Arizona, homecoming. Nope. At Colorado, which is never an easy game. Then home versus Oregon. Then at Arizona State.
at Cal, which they should win, and at home versus UCLA, Chip Kelly's second year. I mean, there is not a single gimme game on the entire schedule. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, to me, I'd go under on that one for the people that truly were looking into it. I know about their talent. You know, obviously they're trying to rebuild that program, but I would go under on that one. Just another team, Dan, that I know some people had some interest in learning more about. I'm high on this team. It's Texas. I don't know if it's the quarterback. Obviously, they'll play a tough schedule being in that conference, but Sam Ellinger, like he's one of the best quarterbacks. If you know Ellinger, to me, he's like this hybrid quarterback, maybe not the most accurate guy, but a powerful arm who can move around the pocket. But he's a guy that I think could lead this team. They no longer have my guy, little Jordan Humphrey. You know, I can't get excited for little Jordan Humphrey anymore, but. To me, like Texas is a team, and maybe you have the win total, but like in that division, in that conference, man, I think that with that quarterback, they're gonna be one of the best teams.
I agree. I don't think they're national championship. You know, Texas. I mean, I know a lot of people are talking about that. The total we have is over 9.5, so over under 9.5. The under is heavily juiced at 195, so I'm sure there's probably a few places that you can probably get 9, depending on, you know, what you're looking at. The thing about Texas is that, you know, outside of, you know, one game, they have very winnable games, and their two toughest games are both at home this year. So, you know, they open up versus La Tech. That's a win. That's at home. Their second week, LSU comes into Texas.
Oof.
So, I mean, that is a tough, tough game. I would say that Texas probably wins that one.
Well, not if you just keep looking, Oklahoma State's on the come. West Virginia's probably down. Oklahoma, that's going to be their season, right? We talked about the Red River rivalry. Like, that's – you got to throw Hurts in the mix here. Like,
agreed, but LSU and Oklahoma both at home this year, you know? Oof.
It's good for them, but
I agree. The problem is, and this is a really big issue, they have four really tough games, including two road games in a row. At TCU, home versus Kansas State, at Iowa State, and then at Baylor. So, I mean, that is a tough road. Obviously, Kansas State, new coach. Iowa State is, you know, very well back this year. If you're looking at the win total for Texas, I expect at least one loss there, if not two. I mean, you're not going to go 4-0 versus TCU, Kansas State, Iowa State, and Baylor. You're going to get tripped up, especially when three of those four are on the road. I think my guess would be that, you know, you'd probably take Kansas State at home. You probably, you know, beat either Baylor or TCU on the road. I think you probably lose to Iowa State. And I think the other either TCU or Baylor game is going to be tough. Then you finish up with Texas Tech. So, I mean, you're looking at La Tech, Rice, West Virginia, Kansas. So those four wins, probably a home win versus Kansas State. That's 5. Maybe one of those road wins, Baylor or TCU, that's 6. Texas Tech, you should win that game. That's 7. Now, the question is, do they get 3 of LSU, home versus LSU, home versus Oklahoma State, a much improved Oklahoma State, home versus Oklahoma, and then, do they get one of the TCU and Baylor wins as well? Hey, they're not going to win all four of those games. So are they going to get, you know, how many of those wins are they going to get? That really determines how you feel about the over-under. I would say they probably beat LSU, lose to Oklahoma. I'm high on Oklahoma this year. I'd say they go 2-2 in those four games. I'd say 9.5. I probably wouldn't bet this. I mean, it's a little too tight for me, Joe. You have any thought on that?
I would absolutely lay off that.
Okay.
Absolutely lay off that. You just never know what you're going to get with Texas in general, right? Like,
agreed.
They can score 40 points but give up 50. You know, like, but I do think they're a program that's on the come. They're definitely going to be a team that week in and week out, you have to watch how they play. Like you, Dan, 9.5 is just too much. I would absolutely lay off Texas, even though they're going to be a team that everyone is interested in. One team that I think I've already gotten some people who like them to win the national championship, that's Oregon. Now, I'm sure you can line up what the total is, but let's just line up Oregon for a second here. They got their quarterback back, Justin Herbert. That's going to be a big thing. They're not the Ducks of the past that, you know, could score 40 points. But at last year, they had signs of it at times.
Yeah,
their defense still struggles. But, you know, there's a lot of hype on this team this year. They play in a conference that they can win. So just they're a team that I think could be sneaky good.
I agree. Their early season schedule, with the exception of week one, does definitely favor them. Here's the problem with Oregon is I feel their tougher games this year on the road. Washington, they have to go to Washington. Auburn, they're basically playing playing a neutral site game in Texas, which obviously Auburn is much closer to, you know, so that is, you know, going to be tough. Stanford, they have to go to Stanford. So and USC, got to go to USC. You know, so that's my issue with Stanford, or with Oregon. Their win total right now is at 8.5. I think that's, again, probably pretty sharp, probably right on the number. I mean, quickly, let's go through. Week one, Oregon, or Auburn, neutral site. Who you got?
Ooh, what was it again?
Week one, it's versus Auburn.
Auburn's defense is so good. But Oregon scores more points.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the thing, is that Oregon's going to score, but that Auburn defense is good, man. Damn, they are very good.
They got a new quarterback this year. Stidham's gone now. Like, I don't know what Gus Malzahn, like, I two teams that I really don't know, but if I was going to put money on it, it would be Oregon.
Yeah, I agree. Man, that is a tough game to bet. I actually can't even find a line for this game yet, which is interesting, because I would be very interested to see. I don't even think there's a line out yet, which is pretty wild. Maybe is this, I mean, they might start late. I don't know. I'll see if I can find one as we kind of go. No, it's an August 31st game. I mean, so there should be, let's see. We got, that's technically week two here. What we got here? Yep. Week two. Man, I cannot find this line for the life of me. This is wild.
That's there, all right.
It's not
like I said, there we go. Next week,
Auburn minus three.
I like Oregon.
Yeah. I don't even know if I would play that game. I mean, if you're playing for fun, probably. I mean, I probably agree. I'm probably taking the Oregon. But the Oregon three. But man, that game sucks. But that game's tough to predict. Let's just say, for the sake of the schedule, you're going to take a loss there. Just if you're talking about over-unders, I usually like to take the close games, and I usually like to give them a loss. Just because of the fact that if you give those teams a loss, you can at least kind of evaluate the rest of the schedule and say, okay, well, they need to win, you know, X amount of tough games. So let's say they lose to Auburn. They have Nevada at home. Nevada's a good team. They're going to win that game. Montana at home. So there's two wins. Stanford on the road. I think they get tripped up in Stanford. I think they lose. I think that Stanford is, that's exactly a perfect spot for Stanford. Stanford off a bye that week too. Then home versus Cal, they should win that game. Home versus Colorado.
High scoring game, but they should win.
Agreed. Home versus Colorado. What do you think about that?
So Colorado was really good last year. They're an interesting team. I don't know. Some teams go up and down every year. I think Oregon should take that.
I agree. So let's say they have four wins. Then they're going on the road to Washington. I think that's a loss.
That's going to be the title right there.
That could be legit the biggest game of the year for Oregon, but I still think it's a loss. I mean, Washington's going to be a much improved team on the road. And again, they faced Colorado the week before. It's not like they have a gimme. And the week afterwards, they have Washington State and then USC. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, they can relax and focus on just this game. I think it's a loss to Washington, then home versus Washington State. We know how good Mike Leach and that team was. You know, obviously, they're not with Minshew anymore. You know, how big of a step back do they take? I don't know. What do you like? Washington State, Oregon, you had to pick it in Oregon.
I think that Washington State's going to go down without Minshew this year.
I agree.
So I think they take a step back, even though Leach had that program going. Agreed. So that's kind of my thought on that one.
Yeah, especially at home. I think that's probably a winnable game. So you're at 1-2, you know, 1-2, 3-4, let's give them 5 wins, at USC. I think they lose that one. And, you know, you've just run the gauntlet. You had to play at Washington. Then you had a tough game versus Washington State. Now you're going back to USC, you know, in USC, in Los Angeles. I think that's a loss. To me, that's a loss. I don't know where USC is going to be, but just predicting it right now, I'd say that's a loss. Home versus Arizona. Arizona's going to be good. You're obviously high on Khalil Tate. I think that's a win. Then they go to Tempe and face Arizona State. I think they're going to beat them. I know that Tempe, you know, Arizona State's returning all their guys, Manny Diaz, whatever, but, you know, they don't want him to kill Harry. That's a huge loss because without Harry, that team and that quarterback looked lost in the bowl. And then they failed to finish off the year versus Oregon State. Thinking eight wins. Total right now is 8.5. Again, I think you're seeing a lot of these totals are tight. And, you know, that's why I kind of like to look at the lower tier leagues and everything, or, you know, the lower tier conferences. So I'd say Oregon, 8 or 9 wins. You're right in that area. I think you could kind of go either way.
Okay, and then another team that and we're just going over a few win totals. I know you like Oklahoma State.
I love Oklahoma State. So, I mean, here's the thing. They returned, you know, two of the top wide receivers in the country in Tylan Wallace and Dylan Stoner. I love Tylan Wallace. I think that kid is going to be a star at the NFL level. Legit star.
Stoner.
Yep. I mean, again.
Great last name.
Hell of a last name. Might be a top 10 last name in college football.
Could be.
But yeah, I think Oklahoma State, I mean, if you're asking me how I feel about, you know, their schedule, I like the over. They open the season at Oregon State, then McNeese, which is a good FCS team, but still, you know, there should be 2-0. Then at Tulsa, should be 3-0. At Texas, I have them losing that one. I don't think they're going to go into Austin and beat, you know, Texas. You know, again, it's still easy schedule to start, so maybe they're prepping really for Texas. But 3-1. Kansas State, home versus Kansas State. Kansas State, you know, new coach, new team, new quarterback, new players. You know, going from a passing to a running system. I think that's a win. At Texas Tech, they should win that one. Home versus Baylor, homecoming. I think that's a tough one. I think they win it, but I don't feel great about that. Here's definitely where they get tripped up. At Iowa State the next week, they're losing in Ames. I mean, that is a huge game for both Iowa State and Oklahoma State, especially if Oklahoma State only has one loss in the Big 12. That's a huge game. I think that's a loss. Home versus TCU, I'd say that's probably a loss. Home versus Kansas, that's a win. At West Virginia, that's a win.
Poor Les Miles, you know. He's going to go to Kansas and just get beat up.
And then home versus Oklahoma. I mean, you know, to really determine the season. But right now, their win total is at 7 or 7.5. I got it at 7. So, I mean, you know, the under is definitely heavily juiced at 7 or 7.5. I mean, it's at -140. I got the win total at 7. So, to me, at 7.5, I still think over is the play. I mean, again, Oregon State, McNeese, Tulsa, there's 3. I think you're beating Kansas State, that's 4. Texas Tech, I think you're beating 5. You need to win 3 of Baylor, Iowa State, TCU, Kansas, West Virginia, and Oklahoma. I think you're beating Kansas at home. I think West Virginia, and Morgantown's always tough. That's 2. I still think you're winning those 2. You need to win 1 of Baylor at Iowa State, home versus TCU and Oklahoma. I think you win one of those. I think you're going over. I do like the Oregon State over. I will give that out as a PP. And again, by the way, the 3 totals I gave last week, the PPs as well. I'll give that one out as a PP, Joe. Not my biggest one, but PP Oklahoma State over 7.5 wins plus 120.
Wow. All right. So just to wrap it up, BYU under 6.5, I believe. I have the Oklahoma over. And I have the Michigan over 9 as well. I think we're a pass on USC, pass on Texas.
Correct.
Would you say we're a pass on Oregon?
Oh, yeah. Pass on Oregon.
And then over on Oklahoma State.
Yep. And then I was large 2-unit over on Appalachian State from last week. I was regular size on Ball State under 4. And, Joe, I'm going to give out my favorite one. And we actually talked about this, too. This is my favorite total of the year so far. So I think this is a pretty easy one to give out. All right. I think you'll like this. Roll with me on this. I think you'll like this. At USC for Fresno State, the win total is 8. Right now you can get plus 110. I like the over. Straight up. Big my biggest total. Two units, a 2 and 2.5. I love this team. At USC, I think they do start out the year with a loss. I think USC is going to win that one. Tough way to start out, but whatever. You know, it's a tough way. Remember, Fresno State won the Mountain West last year. They beat Boise State. They are a good football team. Their next game, home versus Minnesota. Minnesota was an improved team last year. I like that team. I think they're a good team. I still think Fresno State is a better team than Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota, nice bowl game. I don't think it's very close. I think Fresno State wins that one. Next, they have a bye week after that. Then they have home versus Sacramento State. That's a win. And then at New Mexico State, that's also a win. New Mexico State is going to be a garbage team this year. At Air Force, I think this one is going to be tough. It's going to be tougher than people think. Air Force is going to be a really good team this year. I think their win total is something like 10. It's very high. It's very high this year. Win total is at 9. Sorry, it's at 8. Wow, it's at 8. I thought it was much higher than that. Either way, they're going to be a good team this year. I'll say take a loss. I say they're losing at USC, losing at Air Force. I have them 3-2 right now. Wins Minnesota, Sacramento State, and New Mexico State. Here's where they start ripping it off. Home versus UNLV. UNLV is a good team, but they're not them. Then home versus Colorado State. At Colorado State, I would have said this is a tough game. This is a trap game. I think they could lose that. Home versus Colorado State, I think they're winning. Colorado State would be a better team this year, but still. At Hawaii, tough game. It's a midnight special for you, Joe. Midnight special at Hawaii, November 2nd. I still have Fresno State winning. They might not cover, but they're winning. Then next week, home versus Utah State. Utah State lost their coaching staff, a large majority of their players. Their win total is at 6. I think they're on the downturn this year, Joe. I have them beating Utah State. I think Fresno actually probably kicks the crap out of them. That's a big game for them. I think Fresno kicks the crap out of them. Here's their last loss to me. They go at San Diego State. I think that's a tough one to win. That is a tough game to win at San Diego State. I think San Diego State has been, you know, consistently very good home team for the past few years. They finish up home versus Nevada and home versus San Jose State. So the wins I'm giving them, Minnesota 1, Sacramento State 2, New Mexico State 3, UNLV 4, Colorado State 5, Hawaii 6, Utah State 7, Nevada 8, San Jose State 9. I have them at 9 wins. Their win total is at 8. I still think they have a good chance of winning at Air Force or at San Diego State. I think they'll probably win one of those two, but I'm being a little conservative here and saying that they'll lose at least one of those, which is fair. I think they'll probably split them. But I'd rather be more conservative, but still, I have them at 9-3, even being conservative by my feelings. And if they get tripped up, you know, somewhere else in their schedule, maybe they lose to Minnesota, whatever, they're still 8. You're still pushing. To me, this is a 9-10 win team. I think they're an easy over. To me, this is the easiest over you'll find in college football. I love this over. Fresno State over 8, 2.5 unit PP. Lock it the hell up.
Okay. All right. There's our total. Looking at our season totals. We got our odds to win the championship. Our Heisman coming up. Week 0 next Saturday as well. So we'll pause it here. We'll get into our odds to win the championship this year. All that coming up next right here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore Baseball Talk. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5.
Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lipschatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 98.5 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Tutcher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Tutcher and Rich.
Over under 985. Just do a little blitz here, Dan, of conference winners here. SEC, do you see anyone else besides Alabama or Georgia?
Probably not. I mean, I don't think that Florida's good enough. LSU just is doesn't have the schedule to deal with it. And Auburn, you don't really know what they have at quarterback still. I'd say, you know, if there's any value whatsoever, it's Georgia win the SEC at 260. But to me, it's probably Alabama again at minus 153. Probably, but Georgia would be the only value at plus 260 in that entire conference I would even look at.
Big Ten. I'm going Michigan.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with you. I don't know. I don't think Ohio State's going to be good enough to win. I do think, and I'll tell you this, Joe, I think there's a chance that Nebraska or Wisconsin surprises us and wins it all. Just because that side is so much easier. Nebraska, Wisconsin, Iowa, one of those teams kind of comes out of that side. I think they could win, but I agree. I think Michigan plus 210 is really good value. Whichever one in Nebraska, Wisconsin you like, Wisconsin's plus 1250, Nebraska's plus 975. I think either of those teams have a legit chance to win that side of the Big Ten and, you know, upset either Michigan, Ohio State in the championship.
Sleeper Northwestern.
Really? Northwestern's plus 360, 3650.
Wow.
So,
sleeper.
Agreed. Yeah, they're a sleeper. By the way, I think we also gave Northwestern over 6.5 as a win total, or over 6, sorry, as a win total, too. We forgot to mention that one, too. Northwestern over 6 wins. I forgot to mention that as well.
Big 12, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Big 12 is, I mean, you're going Oklahoma over Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am, at least.
I agree. I think Jalen Hurts is going to be so good there, man. I think he's fits perfectly into the Oklahoma system. I think that was a perfect landing spot for him. I think Texas is going to be good, but not good enough. My sleeper, Joe, Oklahoma State plus 1725. I love Oklahoma State. I think they have a very good chance to win that side. And if they do win that side, I think they could win it somehow.
ACC Syracuse. All right, sorry, Clemson. Do you buy Syracuse, Pittsburgh, any of those teams?
No, I don't buy any of them. Clemson's gonna win. It's, you know, is it Miami or Virginia Tech that, you know, gets to face them? I don't know. But Clemson's gonna win the ACC.
American Athletic, I'm going UCF.
Yeah, I mean, the only problem with UCF is the quarterback. You know, what are you gonna get? What are you going to get at that position? That would be the only thing I would worry about there. But I agree. I think that they're just, you know, they're too talented. They probably run the table.
I'll give you a sleeper, Cincinnati. And in Memphis, I know, played tough last year. They still got a good running back there. Houston always in the mix, but I'll go Cincinnati as a sleeper. Conference USA, Dan.
Conference USA. Let me pull one. What do you
got? We got UAB, the winners, Middle Tennessee State, Florida International, Marshall. Can you, UAB went 6-0 at home last year. They were a program that was supposed to be on the outs.
Yeah, I mean, I think the face that is FAU really the favorite to win Conference USA?
That's what it looks like to me.
That is a joke. That is a joke. You know what? Man. I'll lay the field minus 360 on the other side. I mean, I would never recommend that, but my Atlanta, I would hammer that. For me, Conference USA, it's going to be Florida International or North Texas, either plus 375 or plus 525 to me. Those are the two teams to watch. I think UAB has a chance.
Okay, quickly, Pac-12, I think we both like Washington. Mountain West, we like Fresno. How about the MAC, baby?
Yeah, so Pac-12, Joe, I mean, I don't have the odds in front of me. I think Washington's, what, plus 295. I could just pull it out, 295.
I think we like Washington. Is there a sleeper, though? Stanford?
I don't think so. I mean, Stanford just has so many things that I think they're going to lose. Oregon's plus 295. I don't think they should be. I think Washington, if Washington beats Oregon in that game, it's at home. So the real way I look at it, if you like Washington, you can take them plus 295. Basically, that's getting the home team. You can take Washington and Oregon both at 295. I don't think whoever wins that game is winning the Pac-12, in my opinion.
Okay, and I think we mentioned Mountain West. We like Fresno. You know, Boise.
Boise, yeah. I think Fresno at plus 490. I don't think you can go wrong. If you take Fresno at plus 490 and Boise State, even if Boise State wins, I mean, you're pushing. I don't think there's a chance that anyone else in that conference. So I would take both Boise State plus 108 and Fresno State plus 490. You can make 3.9 units there. Even if Boise State loses or Boise State wins, you still push.
Who's favorite in the MAC, Dan?
Right now, Toledo is the favorite at 247. Ohio just behind them at 274. I got to be honest with you. I don't really like either of those teams to win it. I think out of those two, Ohio is a better chance. I think Ohio, if they're ever going to win a MAC, I think this is the year. I actually like, and this is kind of a long shot, I like Eastern Michigan plus 950. That is my team who I'm picking to win the MAC.
They played well at times last year, too. Central Michigan sucks. Northern Illinois, I hate them. Buffalo lost their quarterback. They were the best team last year.
Yep.
I've watched Ohio, Dan. They have a really good running game. Really good at home.
They do, so, but they always choke. It's a running joke in the MAC. They just always choke in the MAC.
Yeah. You know? And so, I mean, that's who I lean at early on. MACtion, baby. I love some MACtion. Got to look into this one, but yeah, I would say Toledo, as far as just all around talent, they probably should be the favorite.
To me, I'm picking Eastern Michigan plus 950. I've actually already bet that, by the way. So I think they're the best team. I do. I think that they have everything you need, and then, you know, they have a pretty good schedule. Lines up pretty well for them.
In the Sun Belt, I know you like Appalachian State. Troy, always a good team. Georgia Southern came along last year. Arkansas State is always in the mix as well. Who's the favorite?
It's App State minus 117. They're going to win. I mean, it would be a big upset to me if Appalachian State did not win the Sun Belt. To me, so I'm on Appalachian State minus 117. I think that's a pretty solid play there.
And as far as the independents go, Army, UMass, New Mexico State, BYU, Liberty, Notre Dame. Assume Notre Dame and Army are the best two teams. I think we looked at UMass at one point in our 50th episode. They went 4-8 last year. I think it's 3.5 this year. It's not looking good.
No, they're an under team. If you're gonna go anywhere on UMass, it's absolutely an under. They were the first under I actually played, first total I played all your college football year, Joe. I think it was 5.5. I think it was either 5 or 5.5. Either way, I think there's a good chance they win like one, maybe two games. So, you know, depending on what that UConn game is, I think you're looking at 1 to 2 wins max.
And then Liberty, 6-6 last year. Got a little bounce back here, a little keep that momentum going.
I have no idea what to expect from the Joe. I actually don't either. I have no idea what to expect from them. I really don't. So I don't want to say yes. I don't know. I don't know what to expect from them this year. They're such a new team. I don't know if they're going to have continued success, and I just don't have much on that. So,
all right, there's our quick conference look. It should be interesting. I'd like to go back to this at some point, maybe around, maybe before championship week, something like that.
I like that. I think we should do that. We should just review,
kind of listen to it. You know?
Agreed. I think we should definitely do that. That would be good to kind of actually critique ourselves. I gotta be honest with you. I really like that Eastern Michigan to win the MAC plus 950. I think that's tremendous value. I really do. So if you're going to ask me what my favorite thing is outside of Fresno State, Boise State, because I think it's free money there, you know, or at least you're getting a push, I think that Eastern Michigan plus 950 is my favorite out of everything I said there. So I just think they're great. So, yeah, do you want to do championship? You want to do Heisman? What are we thinking here?
Well, I guess let's do Heisman because we got a few minutes here to get into the Heisman. Sometimes we like to take breaks, but look, we can continue to go through this. I know just we're recording this. I'm in my studio. Dan's in his studio, so we're always have time constraints. But just off the bat, okay, I know people love Trevor Lawrence. I know he's on Clemson. Like, he will be one of the top two, and I know the odds have him and Tua Tagovailoa as the top two. If I was to bet it, Dan, Tua would be my favorite. I don't love Tua. I did in the past. His game has started to sour on me a little bit. I don't know if it's a left-handed quarterback, the injuries or whatnot. Alabama's going to be on TV every week. We're going to watch them play, and they're going to dominate. Then we're going to criticize Clemson's competition and conference constantly. So where I go with it is, where's Jalen Hurts? You know, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts. Three Heisman trophies winners in a row. Not sure we've ever seen it before, but that's who I'm putting my money on early on this year.
So Hurts is plus 1525. I don't think that's a terrible look, to be honest with you, Joe. I think that he's going to be really good at Oklahoma. He's got a proven track record of winning. You know, it's not like this is like a guy, you know, a transfer who, you know, has no shot or really hasn't been good in the past and doesn't have a track record. I mean, I know he wasn't a gunslinger in Alabama, but guy has a track record of winning. I think he goes into a system where we've seen guys be effective, mobile guys be effective. It kind of fits him really well. I think Hurts is a really good play. I really do. I don't think he's getting enough attention because I think we're seeing guys like, you know, Tua, Trevor Lawrence, Jake Fromm, who are, by the way, the top three favorites. Fromm at plus 1250, by the way, pretty crazy that Fromm is at 1250, you know, 12.5 to 1 compared to Trevor Lawrence and Tua. I mean, Trevor Lawrence should have a walkthrough with Clemson, but all it takes is one loss or one bad game for him, and, you know, that might change. And Tua, I mean, Bama has this incredible wide receivers this year. So hey, you got to favor Tua, I think. I mean, plus 205, there's a little to no value there, you know, based upon your actual bet. I mean, you really can't make if you're going to bet Tua, you got to bet a full unit on it instead of these, you know, partial half unit or, you know, quarter unit plays. You know, the other guy people are talking about, Justin Herbert. I'll tell you this, Joe, and I think you'll like this. Your guy, Sam Ellinger, I think he has a chance too. Like, if Texas and Oklahoma just kind of go out and just gun the entire year, Sam Ellinger at plus 3,000, you know, that would be another one I would look at. But you kind of stole the spotlight from me. My pick is also Jalen Hurts plus 1525. So maybe we mush that.
Yeah, what I see here is two of the favorite, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields of Oklahoma State. I guess we really can't forget about him.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I love Oklahoma State. Fields with his two top guys. I don't think he's...
Sorry, that's Ohio State. Fields.
Yeah, but I mean, again, yeah, I don't know why I went along with that. But yeah, I mean, Fields, the problem with Ohio State is, man, they have brand new everything, new coach, new quarterback, new system. Teams like that usually struggle their first year. So to me, it's tough to back Fields.
Yeah, and Oklahoma State, just to clear that up, they had a good team. Like, Mike Gundy has two good quarterbacks that they're going with this year. I don't know if any of those guys, but Sanders was a redshirt last year. And there's quarterback competition going on right now. Spencer Sanders and Drew Brown are the two. Like, I don't know which one's going to win, but I will tell you, whatever QB it is, and they get hot, they could certainly be in this conversation.
Yeah, Brown's the transfer from Hawaii, and Sanders. I mean, Sanders should have already been named the starter, and if you read around, you know, kind of everything going on there, the fact that he has not won that job yet is interesting, to say the least.
How about this one? Let's just throw out some names, okay? Jake Fromm.
Yeah, I mean, Fromm is my second pick at 12 and a half. I mean, I think there's legit value there. I'm probably not going a full unit, maybe half a unit, but yeah, I think there's legit value there too.
I just want to highlight him for a second. This could be his third straight, what, bowl game? Third straight time playing in on the national spotlight. He has a chance to be the number one overall pick. Like, this is a huge season for him. And listen, if he takes a step back, he's still a good quarterback. But just if we're talking Heisman odds, he's certainly in it. You mentioned Ellinger as well. I'll give you two names that I think interesting. One is Ian Book of Notre Dame, okay? If they go independent and run the table, he clearly is in that Heisman conversation. And just the other name is Shea Patterson. If Michigan beats Ohio State, which they never do, and go on to somehow go into a big bowl game or the national championship, they're going to be there on Heisman Trophy night and, you know, as one of the guys to vote on to win it all. But it's a good class this year, Dan. It really is. Tua, Lawrence, you know, Hurts. One guy we didn't even mention is Martinez of Nebraska. Like, he's a guy that could have a big year.
Yeah.
But Tua, Lawrence, Herbert, Fromm, Ellinger, Book, Herbert, Patterson, to me, those are like your handful of guys. And most, you know, we don't even have like running backs or wide receivers. Like, A.J. Dillon's going to be in that conversation from Boston College. Like, there'll be other wide receivers in there as well. We're just looking at quarterbacks at the moment.
I mean, because those are all the top guys, basically. Yeah, I mean, the thing is that there will be, you know, there's going to be guys who enter. There's going to be a few guys, you know, who get close. I think quarterback will probably win. Again, I'm just looking for value here. Honestly, I think Tua's going to win. I think he has, you know, incredible elite weapons at his disposal. And so to me, you know, that will be, you know, he's probably going to win. But I think that Hurts is a really good value. I even think Fromm is really good value. And if you want to take a small bet on, you know, one of those guys, one of those lower level guys you love, maybe like a Jonathan Taylor or an Ellinger or, a, you know, even a Najee Harris, you know, something like that, I would go for that too. I'm just telling you, for me, when I personally am betting this stuff, which I rarely do, I bet really small. You know, I'm just betting for fun, you know, kind of root for a guy all year. You know, just don't get too crazy with it. But yeah, my top three for sure, Tua, Fromm, and Hurts.
Yeah, and just like me last year, I kept trying to get UCF in the conversation. You know, just something to root for, right? Every single week, just backing them. I had them against LSU last year. Didn't pan out the way that I hoped. But anyways, so there's your Heisman look at. We went through all the conferences. I guess, Dan, coming up here, we should take a look at national championship odds. Maybe there's a sleeper in there.
All right, sounds good. We'll get right to it. You're listening to Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
SportsHub.com and on the SportsHub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 985.
Over Under 985, college football begins next Saturday. We will have a show for you. The big game of the weekend, of course, is Florida and Miami, and I know Arizona plays as well. So we will have a show this week, Dan. I'm not sure. Probably Thursday night we'll probably do it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Thursday or even Saturday afternoon so you can get, because there's only the game starts at 7. So we might even be able to sneak it in Saturday if you want to do that. Whatever you guys want.
Yeah, so I'm ready to go. I'll probably post out some picks as well. I'd like you to listen to the podcast. I'd prefer you to listen to the podcast.
Well, no, but, if you want the picks, you listen to the podcast for week zero. I like that idea. We'll post them afterwards, and then for weeks one and two, you know, we'll give some picks on the pod and we'll tweet some others out. I think that's fair, right?
That's good for me.
So, perfect.
National champion odds. I know that there's the handful, right? The teams that you think are probably going to be in it based off every year, recruiting, schedule, blah, blah, blah. All right. So I went with a list of 12, Dan. You can tell me if I'm missing anybody, but I want to start from bottom to top, okay?
Cool, let's do this.
So my 12th team, and you can laugh at me, the 12th team for me to possibly win the national championship. It's laughable, but here we go. Utah. I have Utah ranked 12th.
I don't think it's laughable.
Okay. So I have Utah ranked, I think I saw them around like 3,300. Maybe the odds have changed since the last I looked at it.
Let's see. They are plus 1,200 to make the 4-team playoff. And
that's not bad.
To win the national title, they're plus 3,750.
Okay. So I got 30. I added a 33. So maybe the odds are a little bit different here. But I have Washington as 12. Utah is 12th. Washington 11, who you like.
I like them a little bit higher than that, yeah.
Okay, but all right.
I'd probably have them around like 5 or 6. Okay. I just think Pac-12 is so good this year. People are so low in the Pac-12, but I like them a lot.
I have Oregon at 10.
So you have Oregon over Washington.
Yep.
Interesting. I have Washington over Oregon just because that game is in Washington.
Okay. And then I have Florida.
That's interesting. I don't really know what to make of Florida this year, Joe. You think they're going to be that good?
I think they're going to kick the crap out of Miami that opening night.
I mean,
their quarterback's back. By the way, do you know their quarterback was drafted by the Red Sox this year? Anyways.
I do know. Do you know that Miami's Tate Martell is not starting for Miami? I know. He's transferring, and they're starting a true freshman.
And now, we know that Manny is a defensive coordinator. That's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game
I'm definitely watching that game. I'm stoked. I have next Saturday off, so I'm ready.
So I got Utah, Washington, Oregon, Florida. Then I have LSU.
Oh, okay.
And then my final team on the bottom six is Texas.
Okay, I agree with all of those except for Washington. I think Washington needs to be much higher. Other than that, I agree with all those. I think Florida is like one of those teams that may not make it in. I think like you'll see a surprise Wisconsin or someone else make it in over them. Maybe an Oklahoma State, something like that. That's the only team that I don't love in that whole list.
Okay.
I don't know what to expect from them. I think that's why.
That's my bottom six. Here we go with the top six. So I'll go number six, Ohio State.
Agreed.
5, Michigan.
Agreed.
4, Oklahoma.
Yep.
3, Georgia.
Yep.
2, Alabama.
Yep.
1, Clemson.
Yeah. I like that. I like that list. I like the top 4. It's pretty simple. I have the same top 4. I have Clemson, Bama, Oklahoma, and who am I missing? And Georgia. That's exactly who I have.
Yeah, we just have it in different order.
Yeah.
And the thing with Oklahoma is if they can continue to – if they don't play well, does Texas sneak in, you know?
See, I don't think it's Texas. I think you have to worry about either Washington or Oregon. I think it's probably Washington. I think Washington is going to be that 5th team that just misses out. And the other thing, Joe, we have to talk about is UCF, because what happens if they run the table again?
I don't see it happening this year, but
I don't either. I mean, who is there? And I'm blanking on the quarterback from Notre Dame.
Well, they're gonna go with the kid from Notre Dame a couple of years.
Well, what's his name? I'm blanking on it.
I'll get it for you in a second here. But just the other thing is if Alabama gets knocked off,
Brandon Wimbush,
that's who it is.
Yeah.
But if Alabama gets knocked off, does LSU take the stand, and then it's LSU and Georgia? If Georgia falls off, does Florida fall? Like that. That's why I think our 4 is good. It's just, can any of those bottom, you know, 8 teams, if they can somehow be better than those top 4, they'll sneak right in. And then you mentioned, is there a team like Notre Dame, right? I didn't even mention them.
Yeah, I think their schedule just lines up so poorly for them this year.
So that's why I left them out.
Yeah. To me, my top six, Joe, and again, I think the top two are clear. It's Clemson and Bama. Okay, they're going to make it. I actually think Georgia will end up ahead of Bama this year, but I think Bama will make it. I think those would be my top three. My top six after that is Oklahoma one. Jeez, I just lost it. There we go. Okay, Oklahoma one, Washington two, Michigan three. So that would be my top six: is Clemson, Bama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Washington, and I just did it again, my Atlanta, and then Michigan as my top six. I just think those are probably the best six teams. I think Washington's going to be a hell of a thorn in someone's side this year. I'm not sure who it's going to be. If you know what bowl they play in, can they beat Oregon to win that game, which I think they do, which they win Pac-12. When does Pac-12 finally get the recognition they get, you know, they deserve for being the conference that they are? You know, that's something else we can talk about, but I do think that that is your top six. And again, I'd like to revisit this as well, Joe, to see how far off we were.
Yep. We put 12 teams on the table. If any team doesn't make it, again, Notre Dame could run the table and be here. It's just, we just think the schedule is too tough.
They're basically an ACC team. It's going to be tough for them.
Okay. And if we had to pick a winner out of this group,
I mean, I hate to be a square, but to me, there's only two possible champions this year. It's either Clemson or Georgia. Those, to me, are the two most talented teams. Bama offensively is going to be so good, but I think that eventually they're going to stumble. To me, it's Clemson or Georgia. I think Clemson wins it all, unfortunately.
I think Clemson wins it all. I think Georgia is probably the next team. And if I had to make a guess, I'm going to go Oklahoma with Jalen Hurts.
Yep, that's not a bad one either. I think Bama, I mean, Bama's going to be there, man. They have Tua, they have Najee Harris, and they have five. Basically, I think they call them like the Fab Five or whatever. They have very good wideouts. I mean, they are going to they're going to score this year. Bama overs.
Hey, listen, we don't know who Tua's backup's going to be. Like, think about it. Whenever Tua got hurt, they went to Jalen Hurts. You know what I mean? Like, yep. They don't have that guy anymore.
No, they don't. And that is going to be tough for them. For sure. I mean, there's no question that will be tough for them. But, you know, it's just offensively, Joe, they are so talented this year. They are so talented. So it's going to be very tough for them not to win it all. That's my – for them not to make the Final Four, I mean, just because of how many points they're going to put up. And they are an over team, 100%. They are an over team this year. Not win total, but just like point total. They're going to be an over team. They're going to churn out a lot of points. So early on, I think the Alabama overs, I think those are going to be something to look at, especially early on.
Just while we're on it, if Clemson does lose to, let's say, a Syracuse, do you keep them out?
Probably not. I mean, they're
probably not the top four, but
they're probably the fourth team in.
And that's the thing. Like, if Michigan plays well, or if Michigan and Ohio State go down to the final bucket, do you keep one of those teams out for Clemson? Who lost to a Syracuse?
I mean, no, you probably don't, which is silly because.
And then does LSU get screwed for losing to win Alabama?
I just don't think LSU was going to be major consideration this year. I just don't think they're going to win enough. But it's.
I feel like they've gotten it right though, Dan. Like the last couple of years, I feel like they got it right last year.
UCF needs to be in one of these playoffs.
Yeah,
I mean, last year I get it. You know, the quarterback breaks his leg and. You know, whatever. But the year before, I mean, it's hard for me to discount what UCF did. It's tough. I don't understand what's the point of having the 14 playoff if you're not going to let anyone in. Like, if Mackenzie Milton doesn't break his leg last year, do you want them in? I do. I mean, I think they should have been in if you know, Mackenzie Milton doesn't break his leg. So that's my opinion.
Okay. All right. A lot of college football stuff on the table here at Over Under 985. We can follow everything on our Twitter handle at Over Under 985. He's at Dan Lifshatz on Twitter. I'm at Joey Murr.
Also, please rate and review our podcast because that's, you know, that's how we get hits. That's how we get, you know, more people listening. That's how we get the podcast more popular. Please rate and review the podcast.
The other thing I'd suggest is our company is now making swag. So If you want a Over Under 95 Bankroll Boys t-shirt with a little who you got on the back, maybe you should tweet at the station at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Agreed. We can support get
us. Flag out there.
Support us, boys. Come on. We're giving you a little bit of money, right? Come on.
And I can't confirm this. I don't even want to tease this, but I'm going to do it. It sounds like we will have a weekly sponsor during the week again this season.
I believe that's confirmed.
Did touch and rich on Thursday mornings every Thursday last year. We did a lot of NFL stuff, but we'll throw some college stuff in there as well. And who knows? Maybe they'll send us to a casino someday, Dan, and do an appearance.
I mean, that would be nice. Wouldn't you guys? You guys can all come hang out with us. We'll bet some college football together, whatever.
And I might even double down on people's bets. Ooh, or bet like against people's bets.
I like that.
I'll walk by somebody at a table, and if like they don't double down on 11, I'll just double down myself.
Make sure to tip your window, your ticket creators, please.
Dan, we will take it to the window next on Over Under 95.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
We're taking it to the window. No, we're rolling the dice first. Rolling the dice, Dan.
Close enough.
A couple things I want to throw out there. First, again, next week, we will have our week zero college football picks. Some really good games. I can't wait. Oh, I'm going to be up all night, Dan. And like sleeping habits are going to be out of control. And I do want to mention something, Dan, just quickly is you are a little different than I am. We have two different approaches, which is great. That's what's good about having a gambling podcast. I have bankrolled for this point. So once the NBA season ended and the college basketball season ended, like I took two L's. I took an L with the Warriors and I took an L with the Bruins, but I hit a futures on Toronto. So, like, once that happened, I was like, all right, just going to bankroll until football season. You, though? No. You've gone on and continued to bet WNBA, and I know you got some WNBA stuff as well.
Yeah, so went 2-1 today, another bet pending, so, you know, that's cool. I wanted to give out a WNBA future, and unfortunately today the line is going to go down because of the result, but the Washington Mystics are by far the best WNBA team. There's no one that's even remotely close to them. And I got them a couple weeks back at plus 250, and they are still sitting at plus money. So it is my obligation, my moral obligation, to feed you guys a future Washington Mystics to win the WNBA title. The fact that they're still plus money is absolutely ridiculous. And I would say this, to me, this is a two-unit future. So this is a big future. For me, that's like, you know, for me, it's like 3% of my bankroll or whatever. So to me, this is a pretty sizable bet. Two units to, you know, on the Washington Mystics. The line that was this morning's line, plus 180. So that's what I'm going to give out. It's probably end up being plus 170, 175. So I don't know what I'm recorded as in the app. I semantics. I'll probably lower it a little bit because otherwise people will bitch and cry and, you know, do the whole normal thing. So let me say, what's called this? Washington Mystics to win the NBA title, plus 172 units. I think that's fair. They are by far the best team. It's not even close. I can't see anyone beating them.
Okay. Wow. WNBA, which has been a very profitable season for you, Dan.
Yeah, 2-1 today, and I got one pending right now I'm looking at. So.
Okay. One thing I wanted to bring up was boxing. The Tyson Fury-Dante Wilder rematch is set. It is for February 22nd. We all know about the battle that happened last year. It's contingent, though. Wilder has to take on Luis Ortiz. And I believe Fury has another fight, too. So both of them, I believe, need to win that fight in order for this to happen.
Yep.
I will tell you this right now. This will be huge. Eyes will be on this. The boxing world will be watching this. Money will be coming in from afar. I lean Dante Wilder, but boxing, you never know. It's one of those sports. The judges, you know, certain day, how do people, you know, can is there a look ahead with Wilder? You know what I mean? There's always that thing there, but I think this is this is good for boxing, Dan.
Agreed. There's a lot of money. There's actually some hype now. You don't have just one match. You have like three matches because in order for the big match to happen, you need the other two littler or smaller matches to actually, you know, have the both favorites win. And again, I'm not going to claim to be a boxing savant. I don't know a lot about boxing. It's not my thing. Never has been, never will be. But I love to watch it. I enjoy it. But the thing is that, you know, this is going to be, there's going to be legit, like, you know, there's legit three fights now that are going to hype up to this one big fight. And that's awesome. So you're going to get some big money coming on these boxing matches and a lot of eyes. And I actually think they did this the right way for once. Boxing actually did something correct, which is, you know, first time, long time. So
cool. And then it's going to be fun. One thing I wanted to mention, I love boxing, by the way, and UFC and all that. And I just wanted to bring up, people have actually asked me about this one lately. The FIBA basketball championship. Do you know if the USA is like highly favored in this?
Massively favored. Let me see if I can pull up the odds for you.
I thought it was -260. It was when I last checked. And I believe I saw Serbia in the mix here. Serbia was Spain +1600, Greece 2000. Would you take the field at all in this one? Is it worth taking like any of these other teams here?
If there's a field bet, you know, if there's a USA versus the field, I think so. I have the USA to win at -245. They're not a major favorite. To me, USA versus the field, I would take a small bet on the field, maybe if you can find some good value there. But to me, the problem is that all these other teams, I just don't know them well enough to tell you, you know, where the value lies. I mean, Serbia is second at +345. Off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone that Serbia has that's going to be, you know, legit. I can think of Greece, you know, stopping Giannis. Good luck to all these other teams. Good luck stopping Giannis. I mean, it took, you know, the NBA champion to stop him by throwing Kawhi Leonard and Marcus Gasol and all these guys at him. Siakam, no one else could stop him. So now we think that, you know, the rinky-dink guys from Spain or Serbia are going to stop Giannis. So if you want my pick, if you want my sleeper, it's Greece, because good luck stopping Giannis. That's my answer. He is a one-man wrecking crew.
And I'm there'll be a sleeper out there. I know was it Serbia had a player. I believe he's not going to play this year, but there's always like some guy that stands out in this tournament. And the G Leaguers had a scrimmage against them. I know the USA is trying to say they made a bigger deal about it, but I don't think this team's as good as those others. But again, American basketball seems to be the best, right, Dan? So maybe that's the way to go.
To be fair, they did beat Spain in the scrimmage the other day.
By 10.
Yeah.
With one of the Gasols didn't play.
Although De'Aaron Fox has withdrawn from the team, so he's gone. So it looks like Marcus Smart and Jason Tatum would make the team. I was talking to Brian Robb. He said that Jalen, and again, I didn't watch the game because I have other things to do, but B-Rob basically told me that, you know, Brown was like the 11th guy off the bench. And that's interesting that, you know, Kemba, Smart, and Tatum are going to make the team, but Jaylen Brown might not. Like, I expect a lot from Jaylen Brown this year in the NBA. So Jaylen Brown better make that team, you know, because he better make that team, man. He better.
All right. So I got some shit for this one, Dan. Okay. I didn't see any odds out yet, but just be prepared.
Okay.
You're going to get shit for something I did.
Is this Josh Gordon?
Yes.
Okay.
I poked fun. It hasn't changed any of the Patriots odds that Josh Gordon has been reinstated. Okay. It hasn't changed any odds whatsoever. I think they're a better team without him, Dan. I don't think they need him. The Gronk factor's there, of course. Okay. They went 5-0 last year without him and won a Super Bowl. It's a flyer. It's a good flyer until he gets suspended again. Do you think there will be odds when he'll be suspended?
100%. BetOnline, I already talked to the bookmaker over there, Dave Mason. They're going to put up props about it. There will be props about
it. Okay. So I don't want to be a dick about it. We understand the guy has mental issues, okay? And everyone's rooting for him. But can we not talk about it? Like, how do we? It's really a sensitive matter, so you can't do it. Of course there's going to be odds on it. Of course, we're going to talk about it.
Of course, yeah. No, we should be able to talk about it. The fact that he's back is a big story. We should absolutely be able to talk about it. Now, I disagree with you, and that's okay. I think that they're going to be a much better team with him. I think he makes them a very good team. And that's okay. We can agree to disagree. But yeah, to say we can't talk about it is just silly. I mean, there's going to be legitimate odds on how many games this guy plays. And to be perfectly honest with you, if it's anything, under, 10, I'd probably take the under. It's just based off a track record, because we're gamblers. This is what you do. You're evaluating a situation, finding value. So, if the odds are over under 10, I think you probably say there's probably some value in the under. To me, I think he probably plays 10 games this year. I mean, it sucks. I know that sucks, and I know that sounds kind of like a dickish thing to say, not trusting in someone, but, when you have chance after chance after chance, if this was anyone else, we would all be kind of writing him off and saying, whatever, because it's Josh Gordon, he's so talented.
Remember Tyreek Hill,
Well, it's a very different situation. Tyreek Hill does not deserve to be in the league. Josh Gordon, for smoking marijuana and,
We don't know what the last one was.
Okay, yeah, I think there was a report that it was more than marijuana. I don't care. I mean, if he's doing cocaine, so is half the NFL. So to me, that doesn't really matter. I don't really care about that, but he's not beating women. I don't think it's a comparable situation, but the fact is that the guy has made himself untrustworthy, so
unreliable.
Yeah, he's unreliable. He's
a great player, and I get it, but
so there, of course there's going to be odds on that, and of course people are going to take action on that. I think that's a very reasonable takeaway from this. I disagree with a lot of people. I think that he's going to be a positive contributor, is going to add a positive contribution to this team. I don't think that, the team needs to give up on him. I don't think there's any reason to be mad at him or say he's, whatever. But is he reliable? Absolutely not. No.
This isn't me let's put the odds together. This is something that will be out there.
We're just
here to talk about
it. 1,000% it will be out there. I mean, we talked about it on the Jones Show, 10 minutes after it broke. What are the odds? What would you set the over under at? If I'm the bookmaker, I'm probably setting the over under at 7.5, 8.5 games.
He had 11 last year.
I'm probably sending
12 total games last year.
I'm sending that 7.5, 8.5 games. That would probably be what I would be setting it as a bookmaker, somebody who would set odds. That would be where it was. Well, I think he's going to get over that. I think he'll probably get 10 or so.
I just wanted to share this again. Raiders GM Mike Mayock says Antonio Brown's still not at practice because he's upset with his helmet issue.
to me,
I'm going under on the Raiders this year, by the way.
So we can definitely talk about that,
because we nailed that last year.
To me, Joe, the big thing about Antonio Brown is that I think that he is doing this because he doesn't want to practice in the training camp. I think once training camp is over, you'll see him back. He'll be fine. He's just doing what he does to get out of whatever he wants to do. That's honestly my personal opinion about the situation. He doesn't want to do training camp, so he's creating a helmet issue and doing all this crap to get out of it. And he looks like a D-bag doing it. But, that my personal opinion is he'll be back. He'll be fine. I definitely wouldn't be taking the Raiders over right now in a win total. And we'll discuss that next week when we get in the NFL win totals. But, not something I would touch right now, me personally.
All right. Well, I didn't get any questions this week from a lot of people.
No, I think we're good. This has been a long podcast. Okay. We've given out a ton of plays. I gave out a couple totals, a future. We have future from, win totals from last week. I think we're good. I think we've given out a lot.
All right. Week 0 college football starts next weekend. We'll have a show for you. This one, though, I would definitely, our 50th episode last week, we went through everything. So I would say episodes 50 and 51, you definitely want to listen to. And stay tuned. Next weekend, we will have week 0 picks. And, of course, the NFL is just 2 weeks away. So
we may have to do 2 podcasts this week, honestly. There's a legit chance you might have to do 2.
We might have to. All right, everybody. Dan Lifshitz, thank you again. I'm Joe Murray. For more, follow us on Twitter at @OverUnder985.
Rate, review the podcast, please.
Yes, please. And swag as well. This has been Over Under 985.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.